This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces advancing on Kiev and other key Ukrainian cities as part of a plan to, quote, decapitate Ukraine's government appear to have lost some momentum, according to U.S. and Western officials on Friday, as they and Moscow ramped up information operations to keep up with fighting on the ground. Explosions and gunfire continued to rock part of the Ukrainian capital Friday, along with areas near Kharkiv in the north and Kherson in the south, as Russian forces continued a slow march further into Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official briefing reporters on the condition of anonymity in order to discuss intelligence said the Russian assault had unleashed a barrage of more than 200 ballistic and cruise missiles since the invasion began, most of them targeting the Ukrainian military. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that NATO will do what it takes to defend all its allies, including Ukraine, and every inch of NATO territory, confirming that the NATO Response Force had been activated for the first time in response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
We are now deploying the NATO Response Force for the first time in a collective defense context. And we speak about thousands of troops. We speak about air and maritime capabilities.
Meanwhile, the United States announced Friday that it would freeze the assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, following similar steps taken by the European Union and by Britain. Nations around the world are